This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. A new novel leads readers on a journey through the life of a man struggling with bipolar disorder. The book is from writer Julianne Gary. Our reviewer, Ellen Forney, knows all too well the peaks and valleys of bipolar disorder, and she says the book rings true.
I tend to get annoyed by books and movies with mentally ill characters. If the story doesn't make sense, well, they're crazy. Of course it doesn't make sense. So I was skeptical when I picked up the novel, Too Bright to Hear, Too Loud to See, by Julianne Gary. It's about a Hollywood studio executive with untreated bipolar disorder. He leaves his wife and child, hits the road, and goes on an international adventure. I braced myself for a kooky, manic cliché. But this book's author isn't some outsider looking in. She's also bipolar. The character she creates is complex, and she really gets us inside his head. Each chapter starts with Grayson Todd's thoughts in the hospital, right before he goes under anesthesia. He's getting ECT, electroconvulsive therapy. You'd think he'd be a tough character to love. He abandons his family. He's unpredictable. But we get him. He's not a villain. He's trying to survive. The author's descriptions of mania and depression felt true to me, to my own bipolar disorder. In mania, your sensations are heightened. They feel like superpowers. Life is all typhoons and hurricanes. In depression, life is like drowning. Grayson describes how even breathing is exhausting. He says, "I am no more up to the constant inhaling and exhaling than I am to running a marathon." At one point, Grayson rides on the back of a stranger's motorcycle. As I read that part, I thought to myself, you know, that's what reading this whole book is like. Here's what he thinks to himself. "No one here wears helmets, and on several sharp turns, I have to squeeze my thighs together to keep from becoming roadkill. The experience is everything I had hoped for," he says. "I am lost now, and there is no going back."
The book is Too Bright to Hear, Too Loud to See by Julianne Gary. Our reviewer, Ellen Forney, is the author of the graphic memoir Marbles, Mania, Depression, Michelangelo, and Me.